CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. As the CBS News vice presidential debate last night, it was mostly civil talk on issues from immigration to gun safety.
Republican J.D. Vance said that in order to address mass shootings in schools, the U.S. needs to buckle down on border security and strengthen safety in schools.
We have to make the doors lock better. We have to make the doors stronger. We've got to make the windows stronger. And of course, we've got to increase school resource officers, because the idea that we can magically wave a wand and take guns out of the hands of bad guys, it just doesn't fit with recent experience.
Democrat Tim Walz.
No one's trying to scaremonger and say we're taking your guns, but I ask all of you out there, do you want your schools hardened to look like a fort?
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
CBS's Nancy Cordes has reaction from Democrats.
The Democrats that I'm talking to feel fine about the debate. They're not doing cartwheels the way they were after the Harris and Trump debate a few weeks ago, but they think that this went well for them.
Immediately after the debate, CBS News surveyed voters nationwide who watched it. 42% of debate watchers said Vance won, while 41% thought Walz was the winner. Sirens blared across Israel and loud booms were heard late Tuesday after Iran launched a missile attack on the country. CBS News correspondent Chris Livesay is in Tel Aviv.
Just moments before the missile barrage, there was an apparent terrorist attack at a Tel Aviv train station when two men opened fire with assault rifles, killing at least seven and wounding eight, police say. Violence brought to the doorstep of Israel's largest city, set against the backdrop of a widening war. In the past 24 hours, Israel launched what it calls a limited ground offensive into southern Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah rocket positions that have wreaked havoc across Israel's north for nearly a year.
And Iran sent 180 missiles into Israel, most of which were intercepted. The confirmed death toll from Hurricane Helene is 162, but expected to rise. Search and rescue teams continue searching for survivors in the heavily stricken and largely cut off mountains of western North Carolina. CBS's Lilia Luciano rode along as the National Guard made aerial rescue.
How are you feeling right now?
Grateful to be alive. Grateful that everyone is safe. Make it through this.
The dock workers strike at major East and Gulf Coast ports is now in its second
those
day.
Those greedy companies are making billions of dollars and they don't want to share. That's why we're out here now fighting for a contract.
The strike could snarl supply chains and cause shortages if it stretches on for more than a few weeks. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Will limiting supply of a celebrity sneaker increase demand? Nike hopes so.
Nike will reduce supplies of its limited edition Air Force Ones, Jordans, and Dunks to try to revive interest in the pricey kicks, as it becomes too easy to get your hands on a pair. The Wall Street Journal says the company oversold them and diluted their cool in the process. The Journal reports pairs that could easily be flipped for a profit 2 years ago on resale platforms are no longer selling out in seconds. They've even been spotted at discount prices on Nike's website and on the shelves of retail stores like Foot Locker. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Australia's government says a code of conduct will be enforced on the online dating industry to better protect Australian users. This after their research finds 3 in 4 people suffered some form of sexual violence through the platforms. Bumble, Grindr, and Match have agreed to the code. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see partly cloudy skies here in the overnight with light northwest winds. Mid-40s expected by sunrise. Into your Wednesday, sunny skies, southwest winds 5 to 15 and highs near 70. We'll be in the mid-70s for Thursday. Currently 49 degrees.
I'm Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
Love you. And I would gladly teach you. Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Ooh.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Where he preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Yeah.
get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Oh, dedicated to the one I love.
CBS News Special.